Hello, everyone. Welcome to the June 12th, 2016 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. So, in this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for June 12th to June 19th and beyond? 2 months ago, on April 17th, Mars went into its retrograde phase at 14 degrees Scorpio. Now, Mars has backed up in Scorpio to the very beginning of the sign, and as it nears the end of its 11-week retrograde movement, it crosses into Libra on June 17th. As a planet comes to the end of its retrograde phase, it is moving very slowly, appearing to be motionless, nearly stationary, against the backdrop of the stars. In this state, a planet is especially strong for its significations. But, paradoxically, a planet on the dividing line between two signs is considered weak. It is not fully manifesting in one sign or the other. Even after it goes back to direct motion on June 30th, Mars will barely move for yet another week. So, Mars will hang out at 29 degrees, the last degree, of Libra for the next few weeks, stuck in this position of the zodiac. Libra is the sign of equality, fairness, and harmony. Mars is the planet of force and combat. Thus, while in Libra, Mars cannot easily manifest its inherent qualities. Therefore, the significations of Mars are in question for the coming weeks. The energy for aggression, for conflict, is strong. But since the planet is stuck at the end of a sign that is contrary to Mars's basic nature, the potential for physical manifestations are much lessened. Especially this week and next, while Mars is still retrograde, still moving backwards, the result will be a lot of bluster, a lot of talk, but not much in the way of results. So, how will this new Mars position manifest in individual charts? For a couple of examples, let's turn to the presumptive presidential nominees of this year's election cycle. Hillary Clinton is Libra rising, and her ascendant degree, along with her natal Mercury, is close to the very end of her rising sign. So, the retrograde Mars, entering the back end of Libra, is sure to have a major impact on her. When the planet of fast results hangs out next to your ascendant degree, you become fully energized, ready for action, ready for a fight. And things can get even more interesting in this case because, at the end of Libra, Mrs. Clinton has her natal Mercury. Mars on top of natal Mercury is the planet of combat, influencing your planet of communication, making Mrs. Clinton extremely argumentative. But she better be careful. Mars is the planet of haste and impatience, and especially when combined with Mercury, can make you say things that you will later regret. As for Mr. Trump, since he is Leo rising, Libra is his third house sign. The third house is personal desire, making efforts, and personal initiative. A natural malefic, like Mars, transiting in the third house gives you the strength for getting what you want. It's the planet of victory in the house of initiative. Trump doesn't have any natal planets in this sector of his chart to complicate matters, so the Mars transit here will boost his efforts. The question is, what will the results be? The problem Mr. Trump has is that his powerful Sun-Rahu-Uranus conjunction in his 10th house at the end of Taurus is exactly 210 degrees away from the Mars transit at the end of Libra. Mars casts a special full force aspect on the 8th position, in other words, 210 degrees away from itself. This 8th house aspect has the quality of creating dissonance and destruction. So, what we can expect is that, somehow, Mr. Trump's efforts and initiatives during the coming weeks will create more problems for him. The 10th house is the house of reputation and renown, or infamy. With this Mars transit, it is likely that he continues to create situations that don't produce the intended result, but instead bounce back, generating more notoriety for an already notorious campaign. Another planetary pattern that has been in play since the beginning of the year, and which is renewing its intensity this week, is the Jupiter-Rahu conjunction. This started out back in January, when Rahu entered the rear end of Leo and joined up with Jupiter, just as Jupiter entered a retrograde phase. Jupiter bypassed Rahu and got some separation from Rahu before it went back to normal forward motion at the beginning of May, and now Jupiter rejoins Rahu this week, with the exact conjunction happening at the end of the week and beginning of next. The significations of Jupiter, combined with the significations of Rahu, produce a number of effects. One thing that has been particularly noticeable is how the beliefs signification of Jupiter has combined with the foreign and extreme significations of Rahu to produce events driven by ideology, of which there have been plenty of examples lately, and that will continue over the next couple of weeks. Okay, that'll do it for this week's look at what's happening in the Zodiac. Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. I'll be posting updates as usual during the week on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.